Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The problem is you think you have time.
Clock just keeps ticking down, and the lower that number gets, you realize how f***ing amazing now is. The present is a miracle, bro.
Because most of the energy people lose is because they're future traveling in their brain, right. And I'm really nowhere but here.
You stare at your past, and you'll end up staying there. It's okay to look back and admire it, but you carry on. You know what I mean? I'm getting lost back there.
You gotta let go of that stuff from the past, because it just doesn't matter.
You need to let go of the past so you could have a future.
Like, I'm 54 years old right now. Like that. I mean, it just fucking flew by.
Right, it doesn't feel short at the time, but I bet when you get to your 80s and you look back, you think, holy fuck, that went by in no time at all.
How did you get happy before the money?
I started getting older. You know, I just realized, like, life is short. I'm going to die.
In 100 years, in 2125, we will all be buried with our relatives and friends. Strangers will live in our homes, which we fought so hard to build. And they will own everything we have today, including that car you spent a fortune on. Our descendants will hardly know who we were. How many of us know our grandfather's father? After our death, we will be remembered for a few years. And a few years later, our history, our photos, our deeds go into the dustbin of oblivion. We won't even be memories. Maybe if one day we stopped to analyze these questions, we would understand how ignorant and weak the dream of obtaining everything was, always having more and more, without having time for the things that are really worthwhile in this life. I'd change all that to live and enjoy those walks I've never taken, those ungiven hugs and kisses to our children and our loves. That is what life is all about.
There's a saying, yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery, but today is a gift. That is why it is called the present.
You can't live at all unless you can live fully now.
Coach, I'm sorry.
You know what the happiest animal on earth is? It's a goldfish. You know why?
No.
It's got a 10-second memory. Be a goldfish, Sam. Yeah?
What am I supposed to do now?
It's all right. Sit around, be depressed for a minute, cry about it, do whatever you have to, but don't stay there too long. Get up and go on with your life.
The past, eh? The past doesn't matter. The future, who knows? It's the present that counts. The present. Do you know why it's called a present? Because it's a gift. Enjoy the gift, because tomorrow it'll be the past and it won't matter.
Sam, what do you think we should all do once we get done being sad and or angry about this situation?
I think we should all be a goldfish.
I agree.
Are you familiar with the phrase YOLO?
No.
You only live once.
Oh, you only live once. Okay.
I've been grateful for the good things that have happened to me. But I don't think I was grateful enough before just for mundane normality, you know?
Yeah.
You think you don't have everything you could have, and perhaps that's true, but if you can sit down and breathe, there's lots of people who don't have that.
Yeah.
Gratitude. Gratitude erases negativity.
Someone graduated at 25, but waited 6 years to get a good job. Someone got married at 20, but got divorced 5 years later. Someone never went to college, but became a millionaire by 20. Someone had a stable job at 21, but felt unfulfilled at 30. Someone worked in silence for 10 years, then became an overnight success. Life doesn't follow a fixed timeline. You're not late, you're not early, you're exactly on time, right where you're supposed to be. So focus on the present, make today better, the future will take care of itself.
400 trillion to one. The math around having life is 400 trillion to one. That's how rare it is to be a human being. When you understand that math, how can't you live your life? And what are you waiting for? Like, you've been given this ridiculous triple miracle.
Worrying about your life or your problems is a very common belief that that is necessary to hold things together, but it's not. You have to recognize the futility of worrying and realize your life is already together. You're breathing, you're eating when you need food, you sleep when you sleep, you go to work, you do what you do, you look around, contemplate, look at the sky. And so be happy with where you are and accept where you are, and then while you do what you do.
I'm wearing dark glasses today because I'm seeing the future and it's looking very bright.
I woke up and I suddenly got it. I understood suddenly how thought was just an illusory thing, and how thought is responsible for, if not all, most of the suffering we experience.
He just focused on the bad stuff when all he had to do was let go of the past and keep moving forward.
Basically, what I'm saying is, whatever you're doing in your lives, we're all gonna die one day, so don't get too caught up in the bullshit and the hype. Live your life while you're here, because you never know what's gonna. Life could just hit you like that, so try and enjoy every day. That's what I'm trying to say.
Live in the now, because if you live in the future, you're anxious. If you live in the past, you're depressed. If you live in the now, you're happy.
I find a light in every dark tunnel. I will find a goddamn light, man. I hear it all. Listen, when I tell you the weight on my back is so heavy of all the stuff that I deal with, and I'm fine. The reason why I'm fine is because I'm genuinely happy. I'm happy. I didn't have the family shit when I was coming up. Yeah, I got one. I got one. Look what I done did. Look what I built. These people depend on me. I provide for these people. That makes me happy. That makes me happy when my daughter comes up. Dad, you're not only my dad, you're my best friend. Yo, I'm happy. That's my world.
Life is lived by one present moment after another. We cannot live in the past. We cannot live in the future. We all know this. But when it comes to it, in the exact moment, we're always weighed down by the past or the future. We have to realize the only time we live is now.
We all need something to distract us from complexity and reality. No one wants to think about where that came from. No one wants to think about the struggle that it takes to become somebody, to get out of the sea of pain that we all have to get out of.
There's a saying, there's a quote that I really believe in, that when the pain of the current reality becomes greater than the fear of change, that's when we change. So like when the pain becomes so intense that it's greater than the fear that you have of the unknown, then you'll go into the unknown. You can stand there at the door looking at this abyss, but when it becomes so painful that you walk into that, that's when the change happens.
My goodness, don't you remember when you went first to school? You went to kindergarten, and in kindergarten, the idea was to push along so that you could get into first grade, and then push along so that you could get into second grade, third grade, and so on, going up and up. And then you went to high school, and this was a great transition in life. And now the pressure is being put on. You must get ahead. You must go up the grades and finally be good enough to get to college. And then when you get to college, you're still going step by step, up to the great moment in which you're ready to go out into the world. And then when you get out into this famous world comes the struggle for success in profession or business. And again, there seems to be a ladder before you, something for which you're reaching all the time. And then, suddenly, when you're about 40 or 45 years old, in the middle of life, you wake up one day and say, huh? I've arrived.
And by Jove, I feel pretty much the same as I've always felt. In fact, I'm not so sure that I don't feel a little bit cheated.
What's wrong, Teach?
It's just I've been waiting on this day for my entire life. I thought I'd feel different.
I heard this story about a fish. He swims up to this older fish and says, I'm trying to find this thing they call the ocean. The ocean, says the older fish, that's what you're in right now. This, says the young fish, this is water. What I want is the ocean.
Are you happy?
It's a difficult question. I'm not searching for happiness. I'm searching for peace. Because happiness for me, yeah, taking by this word, if there's happiness, there is sadness. If something can rise, something must fall. If you can attain something, there's something to lose. That's why I stopped the moment. I don't know what type of happiness you mean. Being satisfied with where I'm standing, yes. Does it mean that I don't have hard moments? I have hard moments. And that's why for me, like, what is it I ultimately look for? I would call it, it's just peace.
Chill out. Just chill out. Embrace the process. You say, Dwayne Watt process. Life. Life. So this is just an encouragement.
You have a choice every single morning when you wake up. Anything that happens only happens now, period. If you don't pay attention to it, it's gone and will never happen again.
To live one day at a time. Live one day at a time. Just don't worry about what might happen tomorrow. Don't worry about what may happen a year from now or 6 months from now. Just do the very best you can right now. There's a beautiful line from Teddy Roosevelt. He said, do what you can where you are with what you have.
Gratitude. Gratitude erases negativity. I'm going to show you how this works. If you wake up in the morning, you start having negative thoughts. Man, this ain't my day. I'm tripping. I just don't feel myself. Stop. Just stop for a second. And start going over in your mind everything you have to be grateful for. Not everything you want. Everything you already have. The fact that you can walk, that's a blessing. The fact that you woke up, that's another blessing. The fact that you can see, think, dream is a blessing. The fact that you have any measure of health, that's another blessing.
If you can list the fucked up things that have happened in your life and you can put that on a list and you somehow made it past all of this to be in a position where you can still go make some stuff happen, that's what you have in common with every hero of every story, of every autobiography, of every...
Wow.
Is that,
yeah.
Is how much happened to you that should have broke you, that did not break you, so that you were able to then fucking ride.
Give me 30 seconds and I will delete your overthinking. You have no past and no future. All that exists is this moment right here, right now. Am I wrong? The past is just a bunch of memories, and the future is you projecting those memories into the future. So the next time that you're overthinking it in your head, take a deep breath. Feel your feet on the floor. Feel where your butt is touching. Notice what your body feels like in this moment, and you'll naturally find yourself back right here, right now, and the overthinking will begin to subside.
We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent, and all will be lost.
Life is going really fast. You know, I'm already 31. It feels like I remember I was like 6-7 years. That things like was like yesterday, you know. I have to believe God and do good things before I met Him, you know. So you have to be ready for that. If you're not ready to die when it comes, you will be scared, man.
What is the best advice you've ever heard or received?
Live the life in the present moment. Learn from the past, live in the present, and work for the future.
Stop thinking. Thinking is what destroys our confidence. When you can't shut your brain off, when you're thinking about things in the past that you tried and failed, that tags your confidence and you're not going to move forward. When you think about things that could go wrong in the future, and wow, what if we go down this path and then this, that tags your confidence and you're not going to go forward. I know I've said that a lot lately, but one person described it as thoughts are like a river with bottles going down it. And in each bottle, there's a message, and that's a thought. And they just keep coming down. How many thoughts do you have in a day? Nonstop, in the middle of the night, just boom, 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 boom. But we are in control. If a bad thought comes in, like, hey, if you try this, maybe you'll lose everything and it won't work and you're not smart enough, you're not good enough, you failed in the past. You know what you do? You take that thought, put it back in the bottle and stick it in the stream and let it go. Think about that analogy. You have the choice to pluck the ones that don't work for you, don't empower you, and don't tell you that you are amazing, that you are great, that you can accomplish anything you want. If they're not empowering thoughts, stick them back in the bottle and send them down the stream so they go over the waterfall and crash.
Bad things don't come in threes. Bad things happen, people don't know how to cope, and they allow one bad thing to snowball into more. Bad stuff sucks. The only thing worse is letting one bad thing ruin many good things.
Never blame people in life. The good people give you happiness. The bad people give you experiences. The worst people give you a lesson. And the best people give you memories.
Sorry to break it to you, but it's impossible.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For someone who destroys your mental health to be the love of your life. Obsessing over someone isn't love, it's fear disguised as affection. Unhealthy love often feels exciting, dramatic, and profound, but hurts us in the long run. Healthy love often feels dull, peaceful, and repetitive, but it heals us in the long run.
What's gone is gone. There's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Some of you have had divorces. Some of you have probably had bankruptcies. Some of you have had terrible things happen in the past, but what's gone is gone. It's in the past.
If you keep looking in the rearview mirror, you're going to keep crashing your car. There's a reason why the rearview mirror is this big and the windshield is this big. That's a reason for it. Because all the rearview mirror does is allows you to see what you've passed and to prevent what you've passed from coming up on you again. That's all the rearview mirror is for. The windshield is your future. It's where you're going. It's where you're headed.
The only thing we truly own in this life is moments in time. Now, this is a moment in time for me that will never be erased. And no matter what happens, this is always going to be my time. This will be my moment in time because I lived here and I was a part of this.
Yeah.
You know, everything else, this bag, this watch, these clothes, they will all go. What does it really matter?
Your body
will go. This is a shell.
And don't tell people about your problems. Do you know that 90% of the people don't care? And the other 10% are glad you got them, so you're better off keeping yourself.
For better or worse, life is really short. And it's this ridiculous irony that you only see in retrospect how short it is. Right? It doesn't feel short at the time, but I bet when you get to your 80s and you look back, you think, holy fuck. That went by in no time at all.
And so, that second that just went by, that counted. And so did that second. And so did that one. And because those seconds, they turn into minutes. And minutes turn into hours, and hours turn into days, and days turn into years. And in those precious seconds, you are either building or you are decaying.
Rather than waste your time being stressed over making the right decision, make the decision right.
Life becomes very simple when you realize that all you have to do is to decide what to do with the time that you've been given. Because you don't get to choose how much time you have left. You won't know how many sunrises you will see. All you get is now. And don't be like most people who waste their lives waiting for the perfect moment when everything is clear. You know, time, it doesn't ask if you're ready. It moves anyway. It's here, and then it's gone forever. So this is what you need to do. Every single morning, you need to speak positive words into your life. Think big. Think success. Think happiness. Think personal improvement. Think of being better than you were yesterday. Always start the day with positive energy because you deserve it. Think either, I'm going to make it, or I'm going to make it, or I'm going to make it. There should be no other options. And then one day, without warning, your life will get better. You'll find yourself smiling for no reason at all.
Last night, I had a dream. When I got to Africa, I had one hell of a rumble. I had to beat Tarzan's behind first for claiming to be the king in the jungle. For this fight, I've wrestled with alligators. I've tussled with a whale. I done handcuffed lightning and put thunder in jail. You know I'm bad. I have murdered a rock. I injured a stone and I hospitalized a brick. I'm so bad, I make medicine sick. I'm so fast, man. I can run through a hurricane and don't get wet. When George Foreman meets me, he'll pay his debt. I can drown a drink of water and kill a dead tree. Wait till you see Muhammad Ali.
Make sure you live in the moment and work your butt off every single day. Be humble and be grateful for all the blessings in your life. And a relentless drive and the will to do whatever it takes to be successful and whatever you put your mind to.
Stay with it. This is Laugh at It. Learn to laugh at this moment because you're going to have many more of these moments. Enjoy them. Because if you take them, you're going to be better. This is everything is designed to make you better. And if you are afraid to fail, if you quit, that's when you fail, nigga. They want you to quit. Keep doing what you're doing.
A simple truth in life is things are not going to go your way. Things are not going to work out the way you planned. Things are not going to be the way that you wanted them to be. Part of it is suck it up, buttercup, get up, keep on going, dust yourself off, because everyone else you have looked up to has failed.
It's like, have you ever had something happen in your life that was horrible? I mean, it was painful. But after 5 or 10 years, you look back and you say, I never want to go through it again. But now I see the wisdom in it.
I'm glad.
It's like it made me care so much more. It made me so much stronger. It made something in me more.
Life is just one day. You're born in the one day. And you live in the one day. You die in the one day. Everything happening in the one day. Today is only your life. Yesterday is already dead. Too late. Tomorrow is not born. Too early. What you have is today. Today is only life. Today is not a little part of life. Today is life.
It's all.
Yes. Therefore, we need to make enjoy or happy every day, not next year. You don't say me, I want happy life. That's illusion. Say, I want happy day.
Are you familiar with the phrase YOLO?
No.
You only live once.
Oh, you only live once. Okay.
I mean, it's the famous question, what would you do if you knew the world was going to end tomorrow? And the best answer I've ever heard is I'd go out and plant a tree. It's the sense that, you know, you just carry on doing what you're doing. See, the yellow thing presumes that you're not leading life the way you want to lead it. It presumes that you've got to do something extraordinary and special, as opposed to saying that the way I'm leading life now is just fine because I've chosen to lead my life this way.
and it's okay. And I'll do the things that I'm doing now because what I'm doing now is what I've chosen to do well.
This is a fact. This isn't bullshit. This isn't whatever. It's a fact. You figure out and you zero in on what you want and you get up every single day and you work toward that goal, I guarantee it's going to happen for you at some level. And you'll love your life doing it. You'll absolutely enjoy. It's not like work. You're getting up every day and you're working towards something that you're absolutely passionate about.
Man, it's going to be what it's going to be. It's going to happen how it's going to happen. You worrying about it ain't going to change, right? It's just going to make you lose sleep about it, get stressed out about it. But you worrying about it, it ain't going to change the situation because you're just thinking about it, right? You can't change it. If it's going to happen and manifest, it's going to happen and manifest. We cross the bridge when it gets there. I read a quote once that said, the fear of something happening oftentimes is more powerful than it even happening.
Whenever you feel sad or mad or nervous or out of control, write down what you're thinking and then ask yourself, is it true? How do I feel when I have this thought? How do I act when I have this thought? And what's the outcome of the thought? And then turn it to the opposite. How would I feel if I didn't have the thought? How would I act if I didn't have the thought? What's the outcome of not having that thought? Write down 100 of your worst thoughts. Take them through that process. And by the time you get to 30, they'll stop bothering you.
You know, you need to be proud of your scars, bro. Your scars say a lot more than the sword that caused them, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I look back at all the trauma and the bad things that happened in my life, and I'm way more interesting now than anything that could have ever caused them. There were so much things that happened to me, but it's like, that's what makes me proud of me. Bro, if you're going through something in your life, just know that, like, this is a moment of greatness for you.
Take up the battle. Take it up. It's yours. This is your life. This is your world. I'll be leaving it long before you under the ordinary set of circumstances. You make your own choices. You can decide life isn't worth living. And that would be the worst thing you can do. How do you know? And it can be better, and it must be better. But it is up to us.
Understand that you have one life. How you live it is your choice, but life will pass you by. You don't want to be the person that wakes up 30, 40, 50 years from now and regrets what they did, regrets who they hung out with, regrets the decisions that they took, the inability to exercise at an early age, the inability to develop a massive quality network or to start that business that you always desired. Don't let life pass you by, because if you do not take life by the horns, life will just continue flowing. You'll either be a byproduct of chance or you will take life and own it, because you're only as good as the decisions that you make.
If you're doing your best in all areas of life, I mean, you should be doing your best to be a nice person. You should be doing your best to be educated and to be charitable and compassionate and understand things to the best of your ability. Manage your mind, manage your body and your life. Just put in the work, figure it out. And if you do that, you will be happier and healthier. You want to, like, you have a short amount of time. I'm 57 years old, so I'm at the best case scenario, I'm halfway dead. You know, best case. I mean, if I make it to 120 years old, holy shit, the last 20 years are going to be rough.
Yeah.
unless yeah. there's some incredible scientific breakthroughs, which it seems like there are. Do your best. You want to enjoy this.
Yeah.
Enjoy this life.
It's like a happy person wants 10,000 things. A sick person just wants one thing.
You are not your past. You're you. You're you right now. Like the past you did, you might have done some things you wish you hadn't done. Don't dwell on that. You learn from it, that's fine, but don't dwell on it. Just keep moving. Use it. Use it as fuel. Say never again. You know, I get what I did wrong, but don't think that you're that person that made those mistakes. You're the person who's learned.
Clean your room. Organize your life. Like, get a routine. Get up every day at the same time. Go to bed at the same time. Establish disciplined habits. And that will help a lot. Schedule. Like, and here's how to use a schedule. Use a calendar. Use Google Calendar, but don't use it as a tyrant. You know, you want to use a calendar as if it's your confidant and advisor. And what you want to do is use the calendar, sit down, open the calendar and think, okay, well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to design a week of days that I would really like to have. So what that would mean then is that you would schedule things that you would consider meaningful and productive, you know, on a daily basis.
Eventually, you'll realize that it's better to be disliked for who you are than liked for who you are not. Then everything will change.
Mm. Being liked for who you're not is not being liked, right? Even if you get people to like the performance that you're putting on, you never get the satisfaction of being liked because it's not you, it's the performance. And it actually backfires because it just reinforces that you have to perform more.
Don't let other people or other events control your life and your attitude.
For better or worse, life is very short. How should people deal with its briefness?
Enjoy it. Make the best of it. Each moment just disappears. It's gone. There's only a present moment and it's gone instantly. So if you're not there for it, if you're stressed out or you're anxious or you're thinking about something else, you missed it. So any moment when you're not in that moment, you are dead to that moment.
What's one thing you didn't understand when you were younger, but you do now?
I tell you what that is. That we're not here forever. When you're young, you think you're going to live forever, right? You're going like, what is this? Man, I'm rocking and rolling, right? I didn't understand that. And I wish I had the mindset. If I knew then what I know now, every day to me is precious. Every day when I wake up, I treat life very precious. I'm much more careful about things that I do.
Some people know how to live better than others with or without money. They just sought out and picked a better person to share their time with. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Even if you sleep in a one-bedroom apartment, you may be richer than a rich guy. You see what I'm saying? The fabric of your life and what you're doing and how you feel about yourself at the moment.
Time's going to pass anyway. So if you can get yourself on just there's a phrase, it's like a quote to describe it. You can get yourself on this path of getting that little 1%, little jumps better on the daily, on the regular, and that's just what you do. Before you know it, you're gonna be freaking miles ahead of where you ever could have thought you could have got to. And it'll happen before you know it. And if you don't lock in, same shit. But then you'll realize that the opportunity's passed you by. And it's not like it's too late. It's never too late. But, you know, let's be real, we've only got a finite amount of time to get after it. Especially in your prime, right? So all I can say there is the sooner the better.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.